This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's what happened last night. Anthony Davis, in a game I immediately turned off. I watched the hour-long pregame show, all-star pregame show with the fellas on TNT with Barkley and Shaq and all them. And then they put on the Thunder and the Pelicans. And they open up the broadcast by saying, oh, we got a half-empty arena here. They're going to need to bring their own energy. And that's because the Pelicans have quit the whole Anthony Davis saga. Well, during this game, Anthony Davis hurts his left shoulder. He extends on defense to try to block a shot, and he bruises the shoulder, walks off the court. Anthony Davis, guys, ends up leaving the arena with his agent, Rich Paul, also represents LeBron, tried to orchestrate the whole Lakers drama, and he rolled out. The Pelicans won. After the game, Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry was asked about Anthony Davis leaving mid-game.
To tell you the truth, you know, this whole thing has been a dumpster fire, you know, and it's just hard. You know, for guys, you know, we want guys to be professional and we want them to do this, but it's hard for guys to go through what they've been through.
Okay, so he ends up walking off too because they kept asking him about Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis the other night scored 3 points. He's not playing some fourth quarters. He's playing like 25 minutes per. They can't sit him for the second half because the NBA threatened them and said, there's a clause, there's a rule here. We'll fine you $100,000 a game if you sit him out. It's against competitive spirit. This injury did not look bad enough for Anthony Davis to have to leave the arena. A source told Tim McMahon it was nothing too bad, and he apparently had to leave to get an MRI. I didn't know you couldn't get an MRI at the stadium. Maybe that's the case, but Pelicans fans are even more upset because it wasn't an injury that looked like he needed to leave the stadium for, and he's apparently going to Charlotte's side of the All-Star game to get it worked on to see if he can play this weekend. It looks like, and the accusation will be, that a little tweak happened, and maybe Anthony Davis will use this to sit out the rest of the year to not hurt his chances to be traded in the offseason with a major injury. But leaving the arena, man, that does not look good.
No, you know, and look, this guy, he may force his way into the All-Star game. He may, if he's not hurt.
Well, then you're going to have to play the second half.
Well, I just tweaked it in practice.
No, then you're going to have to play the second half of the season.
And that makes it a three-point game.
Well, unless he tweaks it in practice.
Oh, after playing the All-Star game.
After playing the All-Star game. You know, but look, this is a dumpster fire. And it's crazy to leave. Now, again, this may be an old arena that doesn't have MRI equipment. I have no idea. I don't know what the MRI equipment in every NBA arena is. I don't know.
Again, it didn't look like he wasn't screaming in pain where they had to rush him out and get him immediate treatment at a hospital. It didn't look like that. But y'all don't care about Anthony Davis and the Pelicans. What you care about is Luka Doncic making the actual All-Star team. He's playing in the rookie game in Charlotte, and now we've done some research as to how Luka could get in. Anthony Davis's replacement, if he can't play this weekend, which I'm going to guess he does not, is chosen by the commissioner of the NBA. So Luka has a chance to be chosen by Adam Silver, international reach, the fan vote through the roof. Behind LeBron James, I think he was the...
He was number 3 in the league behind Freak. LeBron and Freak.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, you can pick Donovan Mitchell. You can pick Rudy Gobert. You have other guys.
Cat's the other one.
Karl-Anthony Towns. DeMar DeRozan did not make it.
Nope.
But if I'm Adam Silver, like, the choice is pretty clear. Because of the international reach, because of brand new blood, and because of the fan vote, Luka Doncic hopefully is an all-star by this weekend.
I would think so. I don't know what international reach. I mean, Slovenia is not China, like Yao Ming, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, I guess there's a Euro. Maybe all the European fans would be all in on him.
Yeah.
But they also may be there for Dirk, too.
There's a reason why Luka Doncic finished third in All-Star voting. It wasn't this country that made it.
No,
maybe
true.
It's not maybe true. It is true because when you look at the writers, they unveiled all the votes and the players. No one had Luka Doncic as an All-Star, and no one had Luka Doncic as an All-Star starter. So the votes did not come from here. They came from somewhere else. Now, maybe it came from the Metroplex, but I have to think that's a European vote.
Well, I would think, just about everybody in Slovenia voted for him.
How big is Slovenia? How long does it take to get there, Brad Shane?
I do not know. I think it's more than 4 hours, Brad. It's just being throwing that one out there. But
how big is it? What's the population?
I would say 7 million.
2 million.
2 million.
TMI!
2 million as of 2017.
And I bet you a million of them voted for Luka.
Right.
Right? Like half of them voted for Luka Doncic. So, now, look, I mean, you could say that he's going to replace him with a center. Right? They're gonna go position for position.
What's a center?
It's a tall guy.
Oh, okay.
Seven-footer.
Okay.
Because, part of the NBA commissioner rules in terms of the reserve, not commissioner rules, but in terms of reserves, you got to pick a certain amount of forwards, centers, guards, stuff like that.
Right.
So they may have to replace him with a position like that.
Okay.
So if that's the case,
I mean, I would hope they have Giannis. I don't know what team Anthony's on, but Anthony.
He's on LeBron's team, LeBron.
Okay. I would hope they have like another center that they could slide in as a replacement to go ahead and. Well, Anthony Davis wasn't even a starter, but maybe they have to replace the position. I don't know. I'm hoping that's not the case. But Anthony Davis hurt, leaves the arena at halftime, dumpster fire in New Orleans. We don't care about that. Can Luka Doncic take his spot? So that is a developing situation. I just think Anthony Davis would get taken apart if he goes out there and plays
as he should after
he left the arena.
Yeah, he should get completely destroyed.
You got to be really hurt to, I think, justify leaving the arena. And if you're really hurt, you can't play.
Can't play in the All-Star
2 days.
Nope, can't play in the All-Star game. So like, it should they should wind up taking from a. From the appeal, the fan vote, I mean, they absolutely should take Luka. That's what they should do anyway. Just whoever is next up in the fan vote just gets to be in the game.
Yeah.
If there is some weird rule where they've got to take a center because they're losing a center, then, you're down to two guys, right? You're down to Gobert and Cat.
So there it is. That's what's happening there. Speaking of Adam Silver, the story came out yesterday that the National Football League owners, some of them, wanted Adam Silver to be the commissioner. Adam Silver, of course, heading up the NBA in place of David Stern, is seemingly loved by all. And he said he has not given any thought to inquiries by NFL owners to switch leagues. Roger Goodell signed a 5-year extension up to $200 million in December 2017. Silver signed a 5-year extension with the NBA that runs through the 2023-2024 season. Here's what he's done. League revenues in the NBA have gone from $4.8 billion to $9.1 billion in his 5 years. Team valuations have increased by 267%. From an average of $509 million in 2013 to $1.9 billion in Forbes' latest evaluations. Yet it seems like I'm the only one in the room who would be in on this.
Yeah, because you're crazy.
Smart. The only one who called out Roger Goodell on this show like years and years ago that he was a jerk and he was arrogant and stubborn beyond belief. Why is it crazy?
Because the owners are the one who select the commissioner.
Yeah.
Adam Silver is a terrible commissioner from an owner's perspective in the regard that but Rob Manfred's done the same thing with baseball. I mean, their revenues are higher than NBA.
Well, baseball is like having major problems.
Right, but their revenues are going up higher than the NBA's are.
He just increased their revenues by $4 billion in 5 years.
And baseball's getting more money per, baseball's over $10 billion a year, whereas the NBA's at $9. So he's done the same thing. But who has the control in the NBA? The players. Who has the control in baseball? The owners. If I'm an owner in the NFL, I don't want a player's commissioner. I want an owner's commissioner. See what I mean? Like the players.
It seems like everyone's happy with Adam Silver in the NBA. Mark Cuban's in love with him. All the players obviously love
him. The players love him. Do the owners love that the fact that the players control the league? I don't think so. I don't think they do. I don't think the owners love for a second that the players are the ones that control the league. Now, from a fan standpoint, it's probably different. I'm looking at it for like if I'm an owner because the
why
owners
are NFL owners recruiting him then?
I don't know.
Well, there you go.
I don't know.
That answers your own criticism.
I don't know how many are. I mean, it's just a couple. Could be a couple of them.
Could be.
Could be a couple of them that hate Roger Goodell because of various reasons.
Jerry.
Bob Kraft probably hates Roger Goodell. The new Panthers owner probably hates Roger Goodell. Jerry probably. There probably could be just a few of them who he did wrong. But, I mean, Adam Silver, let's face it, he did do a lot of those things. But he also reaped the benefits of having LeBron James.
Yeah.
Okay, because the ratings are down now this year because LeBron moved to the West Coast. He reaped the benefits of having all of his stars be blanketing social media and loving doing it. You know, we're not every NFL player is as in love with social media.
Well, Roger Goodell has a lot of benefits, too.
He absolutely does.
He's got the number one most untouchable Teflon sport.
He does. He also has an epidemic.
You could put a damn hamster in there that mm-hmm. could run the NFL. He's had Tom Brady, maybe the greatest athlete of all time. He's had Peyton Manning. He's had superstar quarterbacks. Like, he's had a lot to work with as well.
Right. I look at, you know, David Stern got a lot of credit that he didn't deserve as the commissioner. He took a league from nothing to something. Well, no, he didn't. Magic and Larry and Michael took a league from nothing to something. The players are the ones that take the, not the commissioner necessarily.
Well, it's kind of like taking away credit from Phil Jackson and Red Auerbach. Like, yeah, they had great players, right. But like, how do you decide how much credit? Like, the, you know, some credit has to go to the guy running the shit.
Yeah, and I'm no fan of Goodell. I'm not
David
defending.
Stern wanted to get rid of the drugs and get rid of the image and all that stuff. Yeah.
I'm not defending Roger here, but his biggest benefit, I mean, like, he had an epidemic of players beating up their wives and girlfriends, sullied the league. Made him look like an idiot because he wasn't prepared to handle it.
Right.
He has the most hateable dynasty in sports history under his watch.
Okay.
Right? I mean, what else is there? I'm saying, if I'm an owner, again, as a fan, as a player, I would love to have Adam Silver. As an owner, I am wanting anybody but somebody who gives the players control.
But but these owners have recognized that Roger Goodell's a hated figure.
Oh, yeah.
He's a hated, despised figure amongst the NFL fan base, and his arrogance can't be something that the owners love. All right, let me ask you all this: of the three leagues, we're going to keep hockey out of it. Rank which league has the most problems? Like 1, 2, 3. Who do you think on the surface is in the best shape to the worst shape of baseball, basketball, football?
Football is in the best shape. It's football. Once a week. The schedule dictates it's in the best shape.
The NBA.
Yeah, the other ones, both the other ones have their problems, but I would say the NBA.
Like football has the worst PR problem.
Oh, I think baseball's the worst PR problem.
No. Really?
Baseball has no PR.
That's true, too. Well, baseball is a lack of hyping your stars, whereas the NFL is like crime.
Yeah,
crime,
we're debating like how much you care versus how much heat you take. Like the amount of heat that the NFL takes is incomparable to either of the other leagues. They take 20 times more.
Right, because they care more.
But the interest also, like, saves them mm-hmm. in these moments where we're kind of talking about, like, how's your sport doing? How is it growing? Well, the NFL is definitely thriving because Roger Goodell, if you remember, signed a 5-year extension for $200 million. 85% of that deal was incentives.
Yeah.
So it was based on what the league would earn, and, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know what the specific numbers are, but I bet you those incentives have been met.
Right.
Like, time and time again.
I'm sure they have. Yeah. I'm sure they have.
All right, so that's a lot of NBA news to start off. Hopefully, Luka Doncic takes Anthony Davis' spot in the All-Star game, and some NFL owners have asked Adam Silver to switch leagues and run the NFL. He says, no, thank you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.